Mother.
And his wife would be?
My mother. You mean my...
Grandfather's wife.
My grandfather's wife would be my grandmother.
Mm-hmm. And any special name for
grandmother,
her?
Grandmama. We used to call my father's mother and father Big Mama and Big Daddy.
Yeah, that's what they call my my wife's daddy.
Uh-huh.
I always call him Big Daddy's daddy.
Right.
your sons and daughters together are your...
Children.
Any other name that people use ever instead of children there?
My offspring. They would be awfully weird, but they're good.
say a name a child's known by just in the family. Is there any special word for that name? Mm.
I know what you're driving at, and I just can't call the name right now. If you call it, I will tell
you. With a pet name, y'all.
Oh yeah, a pet name, and it's something else that they call.
Basket name, maybe.
Mommy. Let me try one more time, please.
No.
And let's see. If you wanted something on wheels, you can put a baby in, and it'll lie down.
A carriage.
Mm-hmm. And you might tell your son.
Oh, a stroller, but nowadays, because it gets out too.
You might tell your son, put the baby in the carriage and go out and...
And roll him.
Mm-hmm. And say if, let's see, your oldest child is...
It will be 15. I say 15 now because it's so close to January 3rd.
Yeah. And you say he's the...
The oldest.
Or if you want to talk about him in terms of being grown up, you would say he's the... If you want to talk about him, say, in terms of being grown up instead of old, you might say he's the...
He's the mature one.
Mm-hmm. And, let's see, your children, you have sons, but not...
Daughters.
Mm-hmm. And, you have boys, but not...
Girls.
Mm-hmm. A woman who is about to have a child is...
Pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other names, say, especially polite names for that, or do you just use that term?
That's all I use.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've heard them say, in waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I don't even know, I don't know whether I've ever really heard anyone use that, or I've heard that it has been used
mm-hmm.
in times past.
Mm-hmm. And,
or expecting.
If you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you might send for is the
midwife.
Mm-hmm. And say if a boy and his father had the same color hair and eyes, you say that the boy
favors his father.
Mm-hmm. And what if they act kind of alike? They have the same mannerisms and behavior. How would you say that?
He favors him all the way.
He favors him all the way. And if a mother says looked after three children until they're grown up, you say she is what? Those three children.
Mothered them.
Mm-hmm.
Mothered them.
Or you ever used maybe raised three children?
Raised them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And to a naughty child, you might say, you're going to get a
whipping.
Mm-hmm. And is there any other words you might use besides whipping there?
A beating.
Beating. One of them more severe than the other?
I think so.
Beating more severe?
Beating, I think. And I think it's really uncalled for when you say a beating.
Mm-hmm.
I feel, now I'm not sure of how they feel when they're talking about child abuse. I feel that a child who is beaten is being abused. But a child who is whipped is not necessarily being abused.
They have a lot of child abuse problems up in East Tennessee and right in Chattanooga,
uh-huh.
I think. Little child was killed.
Mm.
Beaten until he was killed, and so they've had a lot of problems. I think some of those are.
And when you beat a child, like it's another equal.
Mm-hmm.